exploring the people and places of the Dakota War of 1862. Today's feature explores the lingering icon of the savage Indian. Perhaps from the first moment immigrants entered these lands that are now America, they were confused and even afraid of the unfamiliar practices of an unknown people. Those who took the time to learn the ways of the native people understood a great deal more than those who simply saw them as savages. On the other hand, perhaps the native people who saw these foreigners worshiping images of a man hanging on a cross thought them a bit barbaric. What does civilized really mean? Sandy Gishick is a Dakota historian and elder.
And one of the things that I don't like when they talk about our people, the Dakota people, is that, you know, they were heathens, they were savages, they were murderers. You know, that's not in our makeup to do those terrible things, because, you know, the way that our ancestors grew up, we shared. What are some of our Dakota values that we grew up with? Sharing, generosity, respect, love, fortitude, courage, bravery, you know, all those, compassion.
Rick Liebeck, a linguist from Mankato, tells of a double barbarism to Indians and newly arrived settlers after the hanging in Mankato.
This story, you know, Dr. Clark has his Swedish sidekick working for him, living in his barn as a hostler, recent immigrant, go out the night afterwards. Dr. Clark is very confident in walking out into the through the brush, going to the mass grave. The hostler's shaking in his boots, right? He's scared. When they get to the site, they realize that people have been there before them, and some bodies are out in the open, naked. Because, by the way, their clothes were ripped off of them on their way from the gallows to the gravesite, because people wanted souvenirs. They're ripping everything off of them. When the hostler, the Scandinavian, sees this body leaning up against a tree, naked Indian, he starts whooping like an Indian and running away, scared, swims across a canal, runs for the doctor's hayloft for safety.
Sheldon Wolfchild is a Dakota historian and elder from Lower Agency, Minnesota.
For the monarchs in Europe to say, we're Christian, you guys, you indigenous people are not, therefore you are heathen savages, therefore our Christian value systems and laws then supersede you, we have the right to take your land then and implement our laws and governance over you, and that is the process that that went about from the 1400s, 1400s, that affected our people when they landed on the shores of North and South America.
Exploring the People and Places of the Dakota War of 1862 is a production of Ampers, diverse radio for Minnesota communities, made possible with a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. The producer was Milt Lee, and the writer, Jamie Lee.